Today we get the story behind a Valentine classic, those little Necco candy hearts with printed messages. They're the offspring of one of the oldest continuously manufactured products in the country. Their messages run the gamut from soppy Victorian poetry to the 90s fax me.
I am sweet on candy, and candy sweet on me.
What's one of the oldest, unchanged, continuously manufactured products in the country that went to the South Pole with Admiral Byrd to the tune of 2.5 tons and now sells $8 billion a year? It's Necco candy wafers and those little Necco hearts with messages on them that are made from the same recipe. We have Lori Zimbalati with us. She's marketing manager for the New England Confectionery Company, or Necco. Lori, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Lori, how did the company begin?
Well, actually, Necco was founded in 1847 by a young English immigrant named Oliver Chase, who invented a lozenge cutting machine and founded a company around it.
Now, where did the hearts with the messages start? How did that all begin?
The hearts date back to 1866. Oliver had a brother named Daniel, and he invented the printing process that allowed the saying to go on the candy.
Now, was that the first time people had ever seen a candy that spoke to them?
Actually not. Prior to that, there was a candy called Cockles, which was much like a fortune cookie, and the saying was on a piece of paper inside the candy.
Uh-huh. So those hearts, now they're now connected with Valentine's Day, and they began back in the 19th century. Was this what they looked like at that time?
Not exactly. At that point, they were a lot more elaborate. There was longer sayings on them, and they were in different shapes, curly cues, and they were in the shapes of watches and postcards. And they were a lot more elaborate then. A lot of work was done by hand.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yes.
What kinds of messages did they have back then?
Well, we had a few different ones. One was, "Married in white, you have chosen right." And some of our other ones that, again, are so elaborate, "I'd be happy if you knew that you always would be true." And, "Come, dearest, take a walk with me. I have a tale to tell you." Now, of course, nowadays, you know, you can fit four letters of two lines on the little hearts, so you're a lot more limited in what you can put on them.
So how have the sayings changed with the times?
The sayings have kept them changed with the times over the years. In the 50s, we had cha-cha. In the 60s, we had dig me. But the really big change was in 1996 when we introduced the first high-techie saying, "Fax me." And that caused quite a commotion. People loved it, hated it. They wrote us. They emailed us. They gave us angry calls, good calls. And that really started to kick off this changing of the sayings on a regular basis.
Now, where do the sayings come from?
The sayings come from many different places. We get hundreds of suggestions every year, almost 1,000 when we total them up. They come from school kids and teachers and parents and employees, and they all send them in to us. We read every single one. We compile them all. We sort through them at the end of the season for next year, and we decide which ones we like and that we'd like to put on the candy.
Whose job is it to do that?
Well, it's one of my jobs now. We used to have a King of Hearts who has subsequently retired, and that was his job. I head up the marketing team, and we review all the sayings. Everything gets looked at. Of course, some we have to call out because they're too long, but we do look at everything, and then we narrow them down to 8 to 10, which we change every year.
What's the most suggested? I mean, is there one saying that always comes up when people make these suggestions?
Well, everybody always likes "marry me." In fact, that's our most requested heart, because a lot of times when gentlemen propose, they want to put the candy heart in with the engagement ring. So during the year, we get a lot of requests. "Will you pick me out a marry me heart?" And we do accommodate them. So we like to encourage romance.
Well, what's new this year?
This year, we have 10 new sayings, And the first six are fashion sayings, and they are look good, très chic, vogue, diva, dress up, and in style.
So fashion's a big thing this year.
Huh. Fashion is in. It's a great conversation starter. It's a great way to get into a romance, to tell someone how good they look.
What about the other new sayings?
The other new sayings were suggestions that came in from kids and adults. The most requested kids saying for this year, believe it or not, was what's up. All of a sudden, we got like 20, 30, 50 of these suggestions, and we knew something was up. So that made it on. That smile, you are a cutie, which was another kid suggestion, and two hearts.
Okay. Are there multiple language Nico hearts?
Yes, we actually do manufacture a Hispanic sweetheart box, which is newly designed this year with new sayings that's being marketed nationwide now.
Okay, well, happy Valentine's Day, and thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and your listeners.